You are listening to the Torah Sparks Podcast, the podcast that finds and ignites sparks of spiritual light and meaning in anything and everything, bringing out lessons and values straight from the Holy Torah. I am your host, Ori Strum. Let's jump right in. And we are back. Welcome to another episode of the Torah Sparks Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'd like to talk about the number 33 today. It's no longer Lag BaOmer as of this recording, but Lag BaOmer is a big part of us, of who we are, of what we are, and I'd like to bring out this number, this theme of 33. So, you know, we obviously just celebrated Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer, and it's interesting because this week it's a double header, it's a double Torah portion that we will be reading, Behar Bechukosai. And the second one, Bechukosai, is number 33. It's the 33rd parsha of the Torah. And it's very interesting. Sometimes when you want to see and figure out the significance, the essence of a certain numerical number, you got to go to the first time it appears. So we got to go to the first 33 in the Torah. And you could look in the Maral and others who discussed this, but it's pointed out that the 33rd word of the Torah is in, obviously, it's in Bereishis, it's in Pasuk 4, it's in Pasuk 4. Vayar Elokim es ha'or, and Hashem saw the light ki tov, because it was good. Vayavdel Elokim bein ha'or vein ha'choshech, and God separated between the light and between the darkness. Ki tov, the word tov, the word good, is the 33rd word of the Torah. And it's pointed out, Tov is Gematria 17, so 33 is the 33rd day representing Lag BaOmer, and 17 days after that will be the 50th, which will be Shavuos. So there is a connection with that. But focusing on the 33rd word, Tov, there's an aspect of Tov, which is 33. There's something about that, and perhaps Bechukosai is bringing that out. And yes, it's primarily discussing the klalos, the curses, but when we read and try to understand, it's really an option, it's an opportunity, it's bechira, there's choice. In bechukosai teilechu, if you follow in Hashem's path, you'll receive blessing. And unfortunately, if not, then not, to say it blunt. Good is something that we must choose. Good is something that we must follow. This is the message of Bechukosai, the very parsha that discusses the brachos and the klalos. If we choose good, if we choose tov, if we choose 33 and follow in the ways of Hashem, then we'll be blessed with good. And, you know, it's interesting. There's a pasuk, which is actually the very first pasuk of Bechukosai. It contains 8 words and 33 letters. So the 33rd parsha, the very first pasuk of the 33rd parsha, contains 33 letters. The way in which we receive good is by choosing to be good. And that means choosing to walk in the path that Hashem wants us to go in. We must trust in Hashem, our life coach, and believe that if we choose His path, we will only benefit and see the ultimate good. And perhaps then it's not a coincidence that one of the psukim in this week's Haftorah also has 8 words and 33 letters. And it's the pasuk of Baruch HaGever Asher Yiftach B'Hashem V'Haya Hashem Mivtacho. Blessed is the man who trusts in God and to whom God will be his trust. The greatest good comes when we trust and we believe in Hashem. That's the greatest good. You know, on Lag BaOmer is a celebration of seeing that good. You know, there was 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva who died. And Rabbi Akiva could have and maybe should have given up, but he didn't. He chose to see the Tov. He chose to focus on the good. Hey, look, I'm going to find five more students. I'm going to find five new students. And he did. And he rebuilt a dynasty. He rebuilt Torah Jewry because he was able to focus on the Tov. And perhaps that pasuk in Bereishis back in Genesis, which contains the 33rd word of the Torah, it, Tov, is actually a lesson of what Hashem did. How can somebody, how can somebody differentiate? How can someone make this discrepancy? How can you see the difference between Or and Choshech, between light and darkness? You know, if in the realm of Hashkafa we're discussing now, how can we do it? You got to look at the pasuk. You got to look at the words in the pasuk right before. Vayara Elokim es ha'or ki tov. Hashem saw the good. Hashem saw the light that it was good. And when you choose and you're able to focus on the good, then you could differentiate and make a discrepancy between Or and Choshech, between light and darkness. When you choose to focus on the good, you're choosing to bring out the light within the situation. And that was Rabbi Akiva. It was a time of Choshech. It was a time of darkness. Students, thousands of students perished. But he chose to be Vayavdel Bein Ha'oru Bein Achoshech, and he chose to focus on the Tov. And this is Lag BaOmer, a celebration of that choosing to focus on the good and bringing out the light within. And oh, was there a light? The Rashbi, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who ultimately authored the Zohar. Zohar is a fire, is a light, is the ultimate radiance. We light the bonfires on Lag BaOmer. It's a celebration of light because Rabbi Akiva chose to see the light. He chose to see the good. And therefore, the custom every year, we light bonfires, we kindle fires. It's that we're reigniting that light, that goodness, that's really there, within there the whole time. And, you know, are surrounded, the ambiance might be dark around it, but that flame that's in the center will light everyone up, will keep everybody warm. You know, it's interesting that if the numerical, that is actually fascinating, that the numerical value, you know, when we count on Lag BaOmer, Hayom Shlosho Shloshim Yom Shem Arba Shavuos V'Chamish Yomim LaOmer, is Gematria 3,650. And my friends, there's only one pasuk in the Torah with this Gematria. And it happens to be in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Bechukosai. If you look in chapter 26, verse 28, the Torah says, V'halachti imachem b'chmaskeri, v'yisarti eschem afani sheva chatoseichem. You know, we started off, this is the pasuk that's telling us that, hey, if you deal with Hashem coldly and walk with Him b'keri, you're cold, you're not passionate, then Hashem will walk with us with keri. V'halachti imachem b'chmaskeri. That's the pasuk that has the gematria 3,650, the same as the announcement for the day of Lag BaOmer. Hayom Shlosha Ushloshim Yom Shem Arba Shavuos VeChamish Yom LaOmer. And perhaps there's a lesson here, and the lesson that we've been discussing, that it's about Baruch HaGever Shivtach Hashem. We have to be able to choose to focus on the good, to focus on that light, to focus on that radiance. And when we choose and focus on the good, there's beauty. We'll see light. We'll see beauty. We'll feel. We'll experience life in a most amazing way. And this idea can actually connect. It's a beautiful idea for marriage, but for any relationship in general. You know, I spoke once, actually, this just a couple days ago, at an anniversary get-together for somebody. And the idea was to connect Lag BaOmer to anniversary. And I'm like trying to think. And once you look at the Gemara in Yavamis, or Yavamis 62b, once you look in the Gemara, it's almost impossible not to see a connection between Lag BaOmer and marriage. And that's because the very story that's brought down in Yavamis 62b, the very story of the 24,000 Elif Zugim, the 12,000 pairs, the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva who died, the Kulon Meishu Parak Echad, because they were not knowing Kavod Zelazed, they didn't accord each other with honor. You know what the very next Gemara after that Gemara, after that episode of Rabbi Akiva is? The very next Gemara tells us, Amar Ritancham, Amar Chinilai, Kol Adam, She'ein Lo Isha, anyone who does not have a wife, Shari below Simcha, below Bracha, below Tova. So what's this juxtaposition? Ma'inyin Shmita Itzal Har Sinai, no pun intended, because that's this week's Parshan Bahar, if you look in the first Rashi over there. There's clearly this connection between relationship between marriage and this story of Rabbi Akiva. Shelo nagu kavod zeh lazeh. And when somebody has a wife, they can work on this midah, they can work on this. You know, and it's really true for all relationships, that idea to be able to be noy kavod zeh lazeh. But it really, you know the trick? We have to do what Hashem did. We have to go back to Bereishis, like we said earlier. How can you really see the difference between light and good? You know, people have good attributes. People have bad attributes. People have aspects of Or and aspects of Choshech within them. How do you have a healthy relationship? You know what the answer is? Lag 33. Look at the 33rd word. It's Tov. Vayar lokimus arki Tov. You got to focus on the good. Yes, there's going to be negative. There's always faults. There's always failure. There's always sin. There's always going to be that negative, that ra, that aspect of bad. But the successful people, the successful relationships happen when you're able to focus on the Tov, when you're able to focus on the good. So let's strive to do that, to focus on the good, to be the good. And we'll bring out the light, we'll bring out that flame, the internal and eternal flame that is the Jewish people. And let's continue to strive to grow together and have kavod zeh lazeh. And Emir Hashem, this ava that we have for one another, we'll be zochet to bring the Beis HaMikdash. May it be soon, speedily, in our days. It kind of would be cool if we actually see Mashiach in our days. I really believe it's going to happen. Let's make it happen. Let's daven and pray and continue to love one another and each other. Have a great rest of your week. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to leave a rating or review. If you haven't yet got a copy of Ready, Set, Grow, feel free to go check out Mosaica website and order your copy there. If you want, you can reach out to me and I can somehow I'll get it to you. We'll figure out something. All the best, thank you, and we'll see you next time.